From the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. So today I'm in Cooperstown, New York. It's in upstate New York, and it's the home of the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. I was here yesterday for the Southwest Airlines Play Ball with Nolan Ryan event. It's been going on for a number of years at Southwest, and there will be at least one video coming out about that. But for today, this is all about a podcast. Now, for years, Nolan Ryan has pitched a softball game with the teams are made up. One is made up of employees. The other is that of customers. And both have their own kind of contest to get to win this prize and privilege. It's a great honor. It's a lot of fun. And if you're not familiar with Nolan Ryan or you really don't follow baseball, I'll just tell you a little bit about the guy. He was a Major League Baseball player for a total of 27 seasons, which is more seasons than any other player in modern Major League history. Ryan ranks first in all-time strikeouts at 5,714. He was on the Major League Baseball All-Star team 8 times. He started in 773 games through 61 shutouts. This may be my favorite stat. His lengthy career spanned generations, and he struck out 7 fathers and sons during his career. He's the all-time leader in no-hitters with 7, which is 3 more than any other pitcher. He threw 12 one-hitters and pitched 18 two-hitters. So those alone, that's another 30 almost no-hitters. He started out with the New York Mets in 1966. He played for California Angels, then Houston Astros, finishing his career with the Texas Rangers in 1993. He played there from 89 to 93. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1999, which is in his first year of eligibility. In fact, to celebrate that in 1999, Southwest Airlines dedicated a plane in his honor. It flies. It's our standard livery aircraft, just the regular color, with a Nolan Ryan big sticker. It's a logo on the front of it. Now, I got to talk with him last night at a dinner in the Hall of Fame, and, well, this is how that interview went.
What are you up to?
Well, I do a podcast for Southwest Airlines called Red Belly Radio. I was wondering if I could ask you, Red Belly Radio.
Red Belly Radio.
You know, you're an author. You own 2 minor league teams, the Corpus Christi Hooks and the Round Rock Express outside of Austin. They're affiliated with the Houston Astros, and you're the president of the Texas Rangers since 2008, yet you find time to come to an event like this. Thank you so much for coming to the Play Ball with Nolan Ryan here today for Southwest Airlines.
Well, it's a real fun event. You know, Southwest is a big part of Texas, and starting there, and I was there when they only had 3 destinations, and so it's been part of my life, and to be able to incorporate the Play Ball with Nolan with Southwest Airlines here at Cooperstown is very special, and it's always a good group of people that enjoy baseball, and it's a special evening to be here, and so I look forward to it.
Well, you know, right now the Little League World Series is going on, and it made me wonder, did you play Little League growing up?
Yeah, I did. I played Little League, and I think every Little Leaguer's dream is to play in the World Series. So I've been watching the San Antonio team and hoping that they'll get in the final game and be able to win it.
Now, I hope this isn't too stupid of a question, but did you always play pitcher? Were you ever played anything else
even
in Little League?
No, I played other positions. I played shortstop and center field.
Well, you know, pitchers aren't necessarily known for their great batting skills, but you actually have a couple home runs to your name.
Well, you know, normally the pitchers in youth ball usually hit pretty well. And then what happens is once you get on the major league level, you don't ever take batting practice and spend the time that regular hitters do. And so pretty soon it's a timing mechanism, and that's why you don't see many good hitting pitchers.
You know, one of my great, absolute greatest sports memories of my life is seeing your 7th no-hitter. And one of the things that we noticed is that the game started, the stadium started to get full as the evening went on, 5th, 6th, 7th inning, it was sold out. What is it like in the dugout when you have a no-hitter working?
Well, in reference to what you said earlier, the reason that I think the stadium filled as the game went on was it wasn't televised locally that night. And so I think people listened to the broadcast, and they had the opportunity to drive over. And after the 6th or 7th inning, they quit taking tickets. So it's really open to whomever wants to come over the game. And so I think that's why there were so many people at the game at the end. But You know, there's a lot of superstitions about no-hitters, and as the game goes on, your teammates pretty much stay away from you like you have the plague or something.
Well, yeah, baseball players are a superstitious lot.
Well,
did you ever have any superstitions?
Really, I didn't have superstitions, but people will tell you that, and then if they have a good string running, they'll wear the same undershirt or wear the same pair of shoes or whatever it is on that.
Or something else we don't want to know about.
Yeah. And so, I think everybody's somewhat superstitious. But I had teammates that were extremely superstitious, and I always told them it was a weakness of the mind, and they never really appreciated that.
Did you have you ever had any nine-pitch innings? Three batters, three pitches each, three strikes each?
Yeah, I did that twice, once in each league. And it's not very often that you see somebody strike out the side in nine pitches.
One of my other memories of you when you were playing for the Texas Rangers especially was after a game, you're always being interviewed by the local sports TV, and you were sitting on that stationary bike with about 10 pounds of ice on your shoulder. And I don't know how many pitches you were throwing back then a game, but is that part of your longevity?
Well, you know, what you tried to do with the ice was to restrict any small capillaries that might have been torn in your elbow or shoulder from your performance that night. And then what I did with the bicycle was just start trying to flush out the lactic acid in your system. So you had to ice for 20 minutes, so I felt like I probably should try to accomplish both at the same time, and that way not spend as much time in the clubhouse after the game.
What do you think you would have done if you hadn't had that arm of yours?
Well,
a rancher, maybe?
I always wanted to be a veterinarian, but I don't know that I could have gotten accepted to vet school, so I don't know. I probably have been like so many other people and been working down at the plant or something.
Well, Nolan, thank you very much. Congratulations on all your success. We certainly appreciate your help at Southwest Airlines.
Well, I always look forward to it, and I enjoy Southwest Airlines, as I think so many other people do that fly them on a regular basis, and certainly the attitude of the employees has a lot to do with that.
That's great to hear. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, yes, really, it is true. I have the ticket stub to prove it. I wasn't in Paris when Lance Armstrong won his seventh Tour de France, but by golly, I was in Arlington when Nolan Ryan threw his seventh no-hitter. I can remember the crowd didn't want to leave. Everybody just was so excited to be part of that event. No one wanted to leave. It was just a chaos. The police were keeping people off the field, of course, but the team was just going crazy, and they finally brought out a TV camera, and they brought it out to the mound, and Nolan Ryan addressed the audience and on the Jumbotron TV there. And that was also piped out directly. I'm pretty sure if I understood the story correctly, I wasn't watching TV, of course, but it went out live on TV at that same time. So it was the seventh absolute history-making, and certainly the top, I can't even think of anything that comes close, but the top sporting memory of my lifetime. And just couldn't be more thrilled that I happened to be part of it that day. What a fluke, really. We bought tickets a couple weeks ahead and didn't even know who was pitching to earlier that day. Well, so be sure to check back later. We're going to have some videos of this event, or at least one video of this event. Thank you so much for listening. The Nolan Ryan Express has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.